Blog Talk Radio.
Eagle Eye, this is Brown Trouser. Where you go?
Thought I'd stop in to say hello.
Eagle Trail, this is Brown Eye. It's a go.
All right, let's get this done.
There's another vicious hit.
Football fan.
Put the game on.
If you were in the kitchen.
Hey, let's go. We're going. We're rolling. Hurry.
Right here on Soul Kitchen Radio, we cooking up that good gumbo, that good beef stew for you. You dig? Holla at him.
Damn, what he is. Soul Kitchen Radio, loose. Put Tom Brady on the field. Let him play.
So this is Sean Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
You guys never flinch. You keep grinding. You scrap, you claw, you fight. And you did it today.
You're listening to the show on the internet.
It's Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you're going to support a Dolphins fan, why don't you call the show? I'm calling all the Dolphins fans out, and 95% of you guys are
with me. We've got a ball. We're going to line up the ball.
I'm fired up and ready this week, man. My Cowboys, I think they're going right for me.
So we got a great show for you today. We want you to get online, 714-694-4160.
They can't block us, man. They cannot block us.
This is why we play football, baby!
Yes, it is. Week 14, Soul Kitchen Radio. It's your man, Rick Camacho, with Memphis Lou today. And it is playoffs. The playoffs start today. Are you in? Are you watching football? Are you putting up your Christmas tree? Because fantasy football is not you no more. Well, luckily, three of them made it into the playoffs. And, yes, I'm still playing, but we're going to talk about the one that I kicked myself in the butt. It's a call coming up right here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
All in blood!
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now, 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. It's Rick Camacho and your boy, Memphis Lou. What's up, Lou?
Man, what's going on? I'm excited, man. It's the playoff time.
It's playoff time, baby. And look, today we're asking you. We want you to call in 714-694-4150. We're asking you, what player do you want them to bring you for Christmas today? An early Christmas present can come today. What player? And we're going to get to that in a little while. But Memphis Lou, I'm so upset, man. ESPN League, I kicked myself in the ass. I did that to myself. I'm in fifth place. Only the top four go to the playoffs. I'm out of the money league, and they got me playing somebody. I don't even care who I'm playing. It's a wrap for me in that league. And the whole reason being, I picked up Joyce Bell. I thought Jacquizz Rodgers was going to do something, so I sat Joyce Bell. He went off for 30 points. Jacquizz Rodgers got me five, 10 points. That was the move. Kicked me out of the playoffs in week 11 in the league. I'm so upset about that. But good luck to you,
but,
man.
You know,
I'm pushing for you. You hit that fourth seed. I'm pushing for you to make it all the way through and beat these jokers.
Man, it was crazy in the league. Our division, the NFC, we were tight. We had first, second, and third place tied up a week out before the playoffs started. And as luck would have it, all three of us who were tied for first place in the NFC, we all lost, and everybody in the AFC won, and they just knocked us out of the box. And the only thing that saved me was the head-to-head matchups, and being is that I beat those guys who were ranked ahead of me, man. And that's it's crazy. It's crazy. But this is what fantasy football is about. You know, make that one right call, and it could either cost you the championship or it could bring that money home. You know, so now's the time, guys. If you've made it to the playoffs, think deep. You can't just hang your hat on the guys who you broke the victory all season, because the playoff time is nearing in real life, and they're going to start resting guys. You know, Peyton Manning is not going to play the whole game. Jamal Charles is not going to play the whole game. You know, so you have to start looking at teams that are fighting for real for a playoff spot, and teams who are looking towards the future and getting good looks at other guys. So, you know, be careful in these next few weeks as the playoffs and fantasy football begin. But congratulations to those who made it, and to those who didn't, shit, hopefully better luck next year.
Yes, definitely. And, Lou, that head-to-head is the reason why you're in the playoffs, because me and you have the exact same record. In fact, I have more points than you, but because you beat me in the head-to-head, that's it. That's why I'm out of the playoffs, and I'm playing some joker that's in sixth or eighth place, and you're playing for the money, and I'm playing for fun. I'm so upset about that.
some people gripe about that, but it's just my belief in fantasy football.
I mean,
you
it
know,
is. In regular football.
Yeah.
And I don't hate for that. I mean, I should have beat you in the head-to-head. If I beat you in the head-to-head, you know, and you'd be on the other line just pissed off today because you wouldn't be there.
Right. I mean, it's just like Alabama in the national championship race. You know, had they handled business against Auburn, you know, they wouldn't be on the outside looking in today.
Yep, and Auburn, congratulations, Auburn SEC champs. That was a great game. I got a chance to watch half of that game yesterday. Oh, man, and the part I saw – it was going back-to-back. Auburn took it down.
Oh,
they scored, and Mizzou just came straight back like they deserved it, like they wanted it. And they took the lead, like 33-31 or something. It was great, and then I left.
How about a big shout-out to Urban Meyer and those Buckeyes at Ohio State University, man? Those guys, for the last 3 years, talk so much crap. We've not lost a game. We're the best team in the world. We're this, we're that. And when it came down to the bottom line, they let the church money on the floor. And Ohio State is sitting at home, you know, instead of, well, they're not sitting at home, but they're not going to the championship game in Pasadena. They're going to go to a bowl game, but it's not for the championship. And I'm one of those guys, man. If I can't win at all, I don't want to go to nothing. I'm a sore loser like that.
Yeah, man. And this week, in my other league, in the free league, I am playing against the Jeff Ireland bitches, which Jeff Ireland, you know, that's Brian Cosman, me and Brian Cosman. And he was talking shit all week. So this is our lineups. I'm going to break down these lineups to you. He's playing Drew Brees. I'm playing Peyton Manning. He's playing his favorite, Brian, Miami Dolphin Heartline. And I'm playing Julian Edelman. He has Tavon Austin. I have Alshon Jeffrey. He has Pierre Thomas. I have C.J. Spiller.
Alshon Jeffrey's going to get off.
Yes. He has Eddie Lacy. I have Le'Veon Bell. That's like rookie against rookie right there.
Yep.
He has number 80. I have Tony Gonzalez. And some way during this week, during this last couple of weeks, Julius Thomas has been renamed to number 80, right? So I learned that this week. So Julius Thomas is now number 80. So he has number 80. I have Tony Gonzalez. He has Antonio Brown, and I hope he could do something, Michael Floyd. You know, that's going to be a good – oh, and even make it worse for me is he's playing Roddy White, who is like one of my Fab Five today, and I have Michael Floyd's other son, Andre Roberts. Now that right there, I might have to dig deep with the hour and find somebody else, because I hate playing two guys on the same team because you don't know what's going to happen. His kicker, Steven Gostkowski.
Your benefit.
What's that?
I said, but your benefit. Either one of them get the ball, you get those points, man.
Yeah, yeah. But then we got Larry Fitzgerald hogging in the middle and all the touchdowns. So that, and I don't have him. So we got Greg Zerline and Steven Gostkowski. And our defense guys, I think I got them on defense. I got Rick Sherman, OG, Patrick Willis, and Jennings. We got Boss defense. He has Devin McCourty, A.J. Hawk, Harris, and Arakpo. Yeah, whatever. I think I got him. I'm bossing him on the defensive side, but I just noticed I think I better do something about that wide receiver. So I will go in to the waiver wire while we're on the air, and I will find me a wide receiver with a lot of targets, a lot of receptions, and I will pick somebody up, and I will pay him today. And look, there goes my man. Oh, can't do that. He already played. Let me see. I'm going to let you help me with this one, Lou. Okay?
Okay.
So let's go through this. We got Von Bess from Cleveland. Two pin owned, 343 yards, two touchdowns so far. No. We got Jason, 39 yards, 39 receptions, 622 yards, no touchdowns. I think I need to start going with touchdowns in this because it is PPR. I need, but I really need touchdowns. No, I better stay with the PPR. I'm going to stay with PPR. So we're going to just stick with us, everybody. Stick with us. What do you think about Mohamed Sanu? 37.
Man, with Mohamed. He might throw a touchdown.
With Mohamed Sanu?
Mohamed Sanu, he might catch a touchdown and throw one.
Yeah, 362 reception yards, one touchdown, one reception touchdown, and, well, he don't have a pass touchdown. He has four rushing yards.
No, okay, he went out at the one then. He almost had a pass touchdown a few weeks ago.
Okay.
He hit a guy, man, and I think he got like 30 or 40 yards passing on that one, and he maybe went out at the one or the two. But I take Sanu, man.
Well, what about this guy? Here's another one on the waiver wire that I know is dear to your hearts. Cole Beasley, 31 receptions, 293 yards, one reception touchdown, 72 return yards, which is even better for us. Is Cole Beasley returning kicks all the time,
yeah,
constantly?
Dwayne Harris has been out with injury, and so with Dwayne Harris being out, Cole Beasley has been doing punt returns, kick returns. I like him. Tony Romo has an affinity for him. When they go to the five wide set, you can always guarantee that Cole Beasley is going to drag across that middle and attempt to catch a ball. But here recently, he really has not been getting what you need. Against Oakland, three catches, 19 yards. Against the Giants, two catches, 13 yards. And, man, it's the playoffs. You need somebody that's going to give you more than 3 or 4 points.
Okay, here we go. So let's keep it moving. I almost pushed go on Cole Beasley, man, because I like that kid all year. So let's go down. We got in St. Louis, we got Chris Givens, 30 receptions, 493 yards. You don't have any touchdowns. Man, this is so thin out here.
Yeah, it's cold out there, baby.
Oh, man. It is cold out here on this waiver wire. Oh, here goes the guy. Here's my man right here. Underwood from Tampa Bay. He is out here, 16 receptions, 325 yards, three touchdowns. He seems to be the man that Glennon loves. Glennon loves this kid, Underwood. So,
and he has a high top fade, so you got to love that.
I'm pushing go on Underwood, and Tyquan Underwood will be my X factor today against Brian. So thank you, Memphis Lou, helping me get to the next level. And so now who do I drop, Andre Roberts or Michael Floyd?
I got Michael Floyd in my lineup, man. I like the 1-2 punch of him and his quarterback out there. So I hold on to Floyd.
Yeah, I'm dropping Roberts. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for Andre Roberts. You are now in the waivers. Somebody else could go get you today. And Tyquan Underwood is now on my start. And now we are going for it. And thanks to Memphis Lou and Rick Camacho together, I will beat the Jeff Ireland bitches and take them in. So now, for my answer, for my question, Tyquan Underwood, please give me an early Christmas present and go off today. That's what I want. Here it is, Soul Kitchen Radio, man. We're going to get back. We got more. We're going to do some more stuff. We got some Twitter stuff that we're going to get to. Then we're just going to talk today. You know, it's Christmas. We're going to talk. We got a lot of stuff to go. We're going to find out what Memphis Lou is going to be cooking for Christmas. That's what I want to know. So we're going to do that, man. Memphis Lou be hooking it up all the time, and you got to follow him on Instagram and on Twitter, and he'll show you. So we'll get to all that in a second. Let's see what Santa Claus has in his bachelor pad.
And I'm Susie Simpson-Stevenson for Santa Cyber Surplus.
Santa Cyber Surplus is a virtual extravaganza of all things St. Nicholas.
Santa sleighs, Santa stockings, Santa snow globes, all at 66% savings. Seriously.
Surf on over for super holiday savings.
Santa Cyber Surplus, sensational.
You are listening to Fantasy Football on Kitchen Radio.
It's real up here. Let's go now, baby. Let's go. Exactly where the beat on.
Tennessee White Grizzlies, 52 yards, double cloud football.
Let's go.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All right, Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. Check it out. We're in the midst of the playoffs, week one of the playoffs. Actually, this is actually the last week. You could in the Soul Kitchen Radio League, that's right, playoffs is week 15, 16, and 17, so you still can make the playoffs in the Soul Kitchen Radio League. Did you know that, Lou?
I thought it was already set.
Nope, that's for the free league. But the paid league,
okay.
The paid league is week 15, 16, and 17. So I'm telling Miss Fuck
Praise
Your Team, she better go in and check out her team because she can still get in the playoffs. So let me tell you who's on the cusp of the playoffs in our league in this one because it's top eight. So we got Bushwhackers, 7-8. Gym Rats, Miami Fins Rule, and Fuck Your Team, 5-8, and can still make the playoffs if all these other people lose. It is still open for you. So you better get on there, check your team, just by the hair of your chinny chin chin, you can get in the playoffs and join us, the J Dizzles, the Grim Reaper, the Memphis Cowboys, and Jimbo Banks 49ers. We are all, come on over. The water is warm. Come get in. Get you some playoffs. Get some. Yes. So, Memphis Lou, you're in the playoffs here. 1 week to go. What is your strategy to get through the playoffs?
Man, my strategy is I'm looking at teams that are in the hunt and teams that are peaking right now, and I'm trying to get that guy who's going to have a big game, you know, a guy off the waiver wire who nobody's looking at, you know, a team that's really hungry like the Arizona Cardinals, you know, a team that's hungry like the Panthers. You know, I'm looking at guys like that, you know, because I used to subscribe to the theory that you hang your hat on your guys who got you there, and it cost me when I first started playing fantasy football because they'll start to sit guys on you, and you end up losing by a few points because your guy sat down. But, man, I'm scouring the waiver wire. It's real thin, but there are some gems that are still out there. So, you know, everybody keep watching those waiver wires and listen to those reports and see, you know, who's hurt and who's not. So, man, if you got a guy who's gimpy and their team has locked up a playoff seed, leave him alone. He's not going to play much. They're going to hold him out to the playoffs. Or, you know, if he touches the field, he won't get much of it. So, yeah, that's my strategy, man.
You know, I got to give a shout-out to somebody who is a very good strategist. I know how I want to say it. Strategist. In the
you sound like Brian football. This morning.
What's that? Yeah, I sound like Brian.
You sound like Brian.
Man. So the Kraken, who you are playing today, the reigning champion of Soul Kitchen Radio paid league and free league, that guy somehow knows how to put up a strategy. So let me tell you who you're playing against today, Memphis Lou. You're playing against Nick Foles, Demaryius Thomas, Keenan Allen, Shane Vereen, LeSean McCoy, Vernon Davis, Anquan Boldin, Stacey, kicker, D. Washington from Arizona on defense, B. Wagner from Arizona, from Seattle, D. Johnson, and Nick Bowman. So he's projected at 178 points today, and he is 10-3, sitting in first place in our Soul Kitchen Radio League. You are 9-4, Memphis Lou, and this is what you're going with. And I know this one killed you last week. Drew Brees, how bad did Drew Brees kill you last week, Memphis Lou?
Man, it was horrible last week, you know. But with a guy like Brees, he's in the hunt. You know, they want to get that first round bye and everything, and he's hot at home, and they're going to be at home in the dome, so I got to ride with him. But the last week I was damn near in tears, man. Breezy didn't step up for me.
That was the first game ever, Drew Brees. And we'll see if Seattle brings that on the road against San Francisco today, which is probably going to be the most intriguing game of the day at 1 o'clock. I can't wait to see that game. That's going to be a great one. Usually I don't mind. I don't really watch the 49er games. I fall asleep during the 49er games. But this one is going to be great. I can't wait to see it. So you got Drew Brees.
That game should have been flexed.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it should have been moved to, like, prime time. That's what that should have been.
Yep.
Instead of – so let's see. Let's run down your roster again, Lou. So we got Drew Brees, Dez Bryant, Danny Amendola, or Danny Amendola. That's how you like to say Danny Amendola.
Hey, man.
You got the law, Ben Ellis, Woodhead, who's just incredible this year. I mean, next week we're going to talk about our fantasy football MVPs next week. So we're going to get yours. Everybody get that ready, and I bet you Danny Woodhead is going to be up there. Oh, this is where it's going to hurt you, Lou. and I ran with this guy for the first part of the half of the season. This is your Achilles heel right here, your tight end position, Derek Cook. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
It's slim pickings at this point, tight end, man. Slim
pickings. You got Jacoby Jones in your flex, and you got Brian Hartline, which he's playing against me in another league, so I'm not going for that guy. But you do got Dan Bailey. You got Terrell Suggs, Sean Lee. Is Sean Lee playing again?
Yeah, Sean Lee is back. He will play, and he said he was ready to go last week. And that guy is the he's the MVP of our defense. And so I'm so excited that Sean Lee's back on the field.
Good, and hopefully, and he's wow. You don't really see defensive guys projected to put up 12 points, but Sean Lee is. And then you got Lofton and Burnett. So, and you know, and Burnett, I love man, he's going to get you plenty of points, and the Raiders are
I hope so.
Crazy right now.
And they're going against the Jets today, and you know, you don't know who's going to show up for the Jets. You know, everybody's calling for Rex Ryan's head. Everybody wants him to sit the quarterback, but you know, what do the Jets have behind him? Nothing. You know, so you know, you pay Geno Smith his money, you got to let him play. And I hope Kevin Burnett just has a field day today against him.
Yeah, so you know what, Lou? What I'm going to do, I'm going to go through this waiver wire, and we're going to look for a tight end for you because your Jared Cook is not going to be the one. You got Zach Sudfeld out there, Jermaine Gresham, Brian Celek. Oh, which Brian Celek I think is going to – did you know he's on the waiver wire, Lou?
And
you're playing
– Celek is available?
Celek is on the waiver wire, and you're playing Jared Cook.
Stand by. Stand by.
Zach Miller is on the waiver wire, who's been really picking it up, and you're playing Jared Cook.
I don't like Zach Miller. I rode with that sucker
for two years. Zach Ertz is on the waiver
wire,
and you're playing Jared Cook.
Hold on. Let's go here. But see, I had Grisham. Grisham kind of, man. You know,
here we go. So
let's bring Grisham back up. Let's bring Grisham back up. He's back on the team. And
let's talk about Grisham. Let's look at Grisham's stats. Grisham is he looks like all season he's been getting used 6 or 7. His best week was
Week two,
10 points.
Against Pittsburgh.
I would leave Grisham. If I was you right now, Lou, I would think Brent Celek or Zach Ertz. Because right now Brent Celek and Zach Ertz is taking all the targets away from the racist and DeSean Jackson. So
But then it's a mixed bag because which one?
Which one? I mean, if let's see what's going on. Zach Ertz had 26 receptions for 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brent Celek
13 points against the Ravens. I mean, the Raiders.
Yeah, Brent Celek has 23 receptions, 319 yards, but 4 touchdowns. It's tough. Do you want to go with the guy that has more experience in a Brent Celek, somebody who's more reliable like a Brent Celek, or a new guy who's trying to make his appearance like Zach Ertz? That's almost like asking you to play, asking if you want to do Tony Gonzalez or whatever other tight end is on their team. I don't know. If it was me,
I'm gonna ride with Ertz.
You gonna ride with Ertz?
Yeah, I'm gonna ride with Ertz. Young cat. He put up. Let's go back. He gave 21 points last week against Arizona. 4 weeks prior to that, 13. He didn't do anything against Green Bay, but 13 against Oakland. And I tried to pick him up earlier in the season. I think like in week 8, and I couldn't get him. Somebody had scooped him up, I guess, to clean up for a bye week. So I've been looking at him, but I was shocked that he was back on back on the waiver wire.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to roll with Jared Cook. That's especially if they're playing against Arizona. Arizona is going to kill St. Louis today. Arizona is out for blood. They're trying to move their way up into the NFC West. Man, I would Jared Cook, no way. The worst.
It's safe. Now, how about this? And let's go back to the ESPN League and go back to my team. All right. Danny Amendola, Michael Floyd, Kendall Wright. You got to play two.
Danny Amendola, Michael Floyd, or Kendall Wright. Kendall Wright is killing it right now. I'm telling you.
Kendall Wright
is somebody, ever since he came in and socked us Oakland Raiders in the face, he's been killing it every week. Let me look up his.
Wow.
Let me see what Kendall Wright has got here.
All season, he's been in double digits, except for week one, he got 3. Week 9, he got 9 points. Every other week, it's been double digits. As high as 23, as low as 11.
Yeah, Kendall Wright is getting last 5 weeks, he had 11 targets, 7 targets, 12 targets, 9 targets, and 5 targets. Against St. Louis, he had 5. He had 7 targets against Oakland, put up 103 yards, 1 touchdown. And then last week against Indianapolis, he had 6 targets, 6 receptions, 77 yards, 11 targets. This week they're playing against Denver. They're going to fall behind real quick. They're going to have to throw. Kendall Wright will be getting the ball. I would definitely put him in there. Your second one, I would just go right on the other side of the field there and go Danny Amendola. Or, no, that's – I'm thinking Wes Welker. you get them –
Amendola or Floyd. What I do like about Floyd is I picked up Carson Palmer, and I am going to start him today. And I think that, you know, being able to double dip with those two, you know, may help me.
There you go. Well, then there it is. You know, let's see what I say we roll with that. And let's get you through all the way to the top so you can win this stuff. Let me see what Michael Floyd, last time he played against St. Louis, he had 4 receptions, 82 yards. He had 6 targets. But that was the first game of the season. This time they're playing at home. He's coming off of 5 reception, 99, and 1 touchdown against Philly. He had another touchdown against Jacksonville. He had 193 yards in that game, 104 yards in the Indianapolis game. So the last 3 weeks, Michael Floyd has been killing it. He has 193, 104, plus 99. And today, I'm going to go off the barrier. I'm going to say Michael Floyd is going to put up at least 200 yards in receptions today.
If there's a God in heaven, please.
Michael Floyd, give us a Christmas present, man.
Please, because I'm up against Murderer's Row in the Money League. I'm playing against Alex Smith, Matt Forte, LeSean McCoy, James Jones, Victor Cruz, Antonio Gates, the Buffalo Bills defense, and Steven Hauschka. Man, it's going to be tough sledding. It's going to be tough sledding.
That's crazy.
I got Carson Palmer. Tough sledding. I got Carson Palmer going, Jamal Charles, Shane Marine, Michael Floyd, Kendall Wright, Jason Witten. And I'm going to roll with my Cowboys defense, even though they're suspect. But with Sean Lee being back in the mix, I think they might be able to step up some. And then the boy from Memphis, Steven Gostkowski, kicker for the New England Patriots, the number one kicker in the ESPN league. I'm rolling with him. But I was kind of wanting to put Fred Jackson in the game. He did very well last week, but I just can't get away from Shane Vereen catching balls out of the backfield, and that's something that you know, the Patriots are going to do. You're going to do.
Okay, I'm gonna drop Alshon Jeffrey for you right now, okay? You go pick him up.
Shit, I wish. Woo.
How can I lose with this team? Let me tell you what I've been rolling with all year. I've been rolling with Matt Stafford, DeMarco Murray, Joyke Bell, A.J. Green, Alshon Jeffrey, the Panthers defense, Matt Bryant, Pierre Garçon, T.Y. Hilton, Delanie Walker, who's been just going off. I rolled with that, and I lost. Oh, my God, I'm so upset about that. Man. All right, let's get into some Christmas stuff, man. We're going to come back right now. Let's get into a couple Christmas things right here. And we'll be right back. Soul Kitchen Radio.
The whole sled was loaded with presents. Oh, where could Santa Claus be? The elves and the reindeer were waiting. Mrs. Claus had something he just had to see.
Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, silky, slinky, sexy, furry, see-through thingy that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, silky, slinky, sexy, furry, see-through thingy. So this Christmas, Santa must stay. Ho, ho! Santa who'll deliver the presents. Who cares? Santa, it's nearly sunrise. I'm busy. Santa, what will we tell the children? They've all been bad, just like Mrs. Claus, who's getting a spanking tonight.
Oh, no!
It was an itsy-bitsy, silky, slinky, sexy, furry, see-through thingy that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, silky, slinky, sexy, furry, see-through thingy. So this Christmas, Santa must stay. Ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Have you been good, boys and girls? Because if so, you can step with the Chi-Town Cranks on this Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Jack Frost, I'll see you in the corner. I'll do it yourself. And you're stepping with one of Santa's favorite elves. See, there's a lot of the Chi-Town friends on the floor. Under the mistletoe, no girls ain't playing around. He's spinning his girl and he's dipping the dial.
Well, this Christmas party ain't nobody allowed to sit down. You better get your girl and just take her to the floor.
Step to the Christmas time.
I think Kanye West just walked on in and he putting his gifts by the tree.
Since the joy and cheer are in my spirit, right here is where you.
Christmas time,
a
family getting down.
Oh yeah,
in the middle of the crowd, we gon' step to New Year's Day.
that's Mad Boy Ricky Rush right there, stepping on Christmas time, man. You got to pick that up. It's available on iTunes right now. Soul Kitchen Radio.
There was one more
talk
around. That's it.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out, Soul Kitchen Radio. We're back. It's Fantasy Football. It's playoffs time. And if you're playing in them head-to-head leagues, FanDuel.com. Go to SoulKitchenRadio.com right now. You could log in if you always wondered, how can you make money every week? Go to Fantasy Football or go to SoulKitchenRadio.com. Hit that Fantasy FanDuel stuff right there, and you can play. You can play against me if you can find me. I'm Traveling Man, and I'm also our Camacho 3, so check it out. Robert Davis is on the phone. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How was that Thursday night game to you?
Oh, man, that game, you know, they're going to have a whole lot of coaches looking for jobs that game.
Man, so your Tampa Bay, how do you think Tampa Bay Bucs is going to do today, man? I just picked up Tyquan Underwood. I'm saying this guy has to be my X factor today. I'm in the playoffs, and I got rid of Andre Roberts for him.
Yeah, he's gonna have a monster game. I think him and Tim White gonna be the X factor in this game because I think they're gonna triple team Vincent Jackson and stack the deck with the runs. You know, they got the best pass rush in the league right now. So, you know, it's gonna be the air attack. We're leading the league in interceptions. So, you know, Revis is gonna be on, Jonathan Banks gonna be on, you know, Johnson gonna be on, and you know, Deshaun Golson gonna be hitting everything to come across that middle. So, we're gonna see. This is gonna be a good game right here.
There it is. So next year we got to make sure we get you in our league so you can play fantasy football with us.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm going to handle that.
And it'll be all good, man. So what you got going on today, man? You got barbecuing? You guys doing what you guys doing today?
Well, we got sandwiches. We got fried burritos. We got Kool-Aid. We got kettle-cooked jalapeno chips. And we got ABC and Fox right now jumping off.
Man, it's going down over there, boy. I can't wait.
That sounds good. You said fried burritos, and I'm like, hell yeah.
That's what's up, man. We gonna do a big for one time today, this Sunday, man. And, you know, later on, hopefully we have something nice for get the head right, you know.
So, Robert, next week, Rob, this is what we're going to do. Next week, we're going to pick the MVP, a fantasy football MVP. So I want you to get somebody. Don't necessarily have to be a Tampa Bay Buck. But I don't know why you like the Buck, but okay. I'm gonna go with it.
Well, everybody in my family, man, everybody was rooting for the Niners and, you know, Pops and Moms, a Raider fan, you know, I'm wanting to go against the grain, so I just picked me a team that didn't nobody, you know, that wasn't really successful at the time.
That's back when they was wearing the Dookie orange,
the feather in the cap looking like way back.
The gay
day,
pirate,
you know,
on the cover.
Yeah, the gay pirate
on the head. But you know, next week, I hope you're on doing your thing next week because I'm putting all 49ers fans on notice. They in trouble. Next week,
I sure hope so.
December 15th, against
so.
The Bucks in Raymond James Stadium. We not caring about no Kaepernick. We got G-Mac at the middle, coming up the middle. You understand me? Vincent Jackson ain't got nobody to go out Vincent Jackson, and nobody on their wide receiving corps can outrun our cornerback. So we're going to do our stuff.
All right. Well, it's all good, man. Coming straight from the Vacaville area, my man Robert Davis putting it down for the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's all good. So hold on the line, Rob. Hold on the line,
all
Rob.
Right.
You could just chime in. You could get with us, whatever. But we're going to talk about Memphis Lou right now. Memphis Lou, what are you cooking for the holiday season?
Man, I'm going to do something that's not traditional. I've already got a couple things sold, but there will be seafood gumbo. There will be brisket. There will be smoked shoulder. There will be ribs. So we're going to do a Memphis-style barbecue for Christmas. No turkey, no dressing, no ham. We're going to do it like it's 4th of July around here.
Wow. Man, are you doing the pig lips?
Oh, man, that's not here. We don't do that. They can have pig lips and pig ears and all of that. That's I guess I'm not from deep down south far enough to indulge in some shenanigans like that.
Man, so you be having it. So what's in your gumbo? Tell us what's in the Memphis Lou seafood gumbo?
Now, if I tell y'all this, y'all can't tell nobody else. This is just us and all the people in Soul Kitchen Radio Land. Blue crab.
If we can't
snow
tell you, we got to know what's in it.
Yeah, blue crab, snow crab. We put crawfish, shrimp. I do two types of sausage. And then I have the special sausage flown in from New Orleans, Patton's. Where I squeeze the Patton sausage out of the casing and make little meatballs. Drop them in there with tomato, celery, you know, the Cajun Trinity, and, man, a bunch of okra. Man, about 5-6 hours, because you got to let it go low and slow. It's good eating, man.
Low and slow.
Real good eating.
You said meatballs. You put meatballs in your gumbo. That's a good thing.
Dude, trust me. It's they're called Patton Hot Links. It's a beef sausage. And it comes in, you know, a big tub, and it's a long, you know, tube of sausage. And I got a friend from New Orleans, and her mother-in-law, she made hers like that. I'm like, man, what are these meatballs in the damn gumbo? She said, baby, taste it. It's good to you, baby. And, man, I bit into it, and it was like, oh, my God. And so ever since then, you know, I'll get those Patton sausages, man, from New Orleans, squeeze them out of that casing, throw them up into little small meatballs, drop them in there. Dude, it's some of the best stuff you'll put in your mouth.
Wow. There it is, man. That's that gumbo. That's that Memphis Lou gumbo. So, Memphis Lou, what you got to say for today for the football day? Let's talk about... Get your words in, because we about to start getting some of this game going, man. I'm waiting for these Oakland Raiders. They're on the field right now. They're getting ready to blast. I mean blast and shoot down the New York Jets. This is our Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is being held at this stadium, so this is our Super Bowl right now, today, going down in 10 minutes. So what do you
got? I
hope
y'all beat them.
Yeah, so what do you got? Go ahead.
Real quick,
give me your words in.
Real quick, just to help you guys, this is Fantasy Football Playoffs weekend, the very beginning of it. I'm going to tell you, Donald Brown is out there. He's available. The Indianapolis Colts have finally come to their senses and have realized Donald Brown is the truth. He's going to get his touches early and often. Start Donald Brown today. The Dallas Cowboys defense is suspect, even though Sean Lee is back. Matt Forte, he's going to get his business done. 30 points last week, 24 prior to that, 31 3 weeks ago against Baltimore. Start Matt Forte. We already talked about Kendall Wright and the Tennessee Titans. They go up against who they got today? Well, doesn't matter. I think they play the Denver Broncos.
Oh, they're playing Denver today. They're playing Denver.
Yeah, and they're going to get behind, and so they're going to have to throw the ball. Kendall Wright's going to do his business. We've already talked about Michael Floyd. This guy's been money the last 3 weeks. He's been consistent all season. And then my secret weapon, guys, he's out there. He's available. Greg Olsen, tight end for the Carolina Panthers. Him and Cam Newton, they got something going on. He's got 5 receptions in each of the last 3 games, 16, 14, and 13 points in PPR leagues. Greg Olsen is out there, guys. Start him. You want to win the game. We're playing 2 weeks in a row in most leagues for this playoff. And then I got one more catch, my waiver flavor. This goes back to the draft. They laughed at me at the draft. I was hovering over a guy, and I was looking at him, and I picked him up, and they went on and drafted him for me because I was so high up on him, even though he was hurt. Michael Crabtree, you know, this guy came off the street last week, 2 catches, 68 yards for 8 points in PPR. And they're going to get Seattle. They're going to throw the ball to him. Camel Face is going to get double covered. Anquan Boldin, Jay-Z Jr., he's going to get double coverage. So Michael Crabtree is going to get some openings. Vernon Davis,
that's Avon from The Wire. That, every time I see him, I think of Avon from The Wire.
He does look like Avon.
Yeah.
I call him Jay-Z Camel Face, man. That's what he looks like to me. But Michael Crabtree is going to get it done, you know. And as a Cowboy fan, I really can't speak too highly of a San Francisco 49er, but Crabtree's all right with me. And you already know what's going to happen Monday night. The Dallas Cowboys are going to roll into the Windy City, and we're going to pummel the monsters of the Midway. We're going to beat the crap out of Chicago Bears. And Dallas, we're going to fight hard and get in these playoffs and see what we can do.
All right. So check it out, man. Have a great day. Memphis Lou, I'm going to dedicate these last 8 minutes of my show to my man, Atal Voges Malik. You know, we lost him on Thanksgiving. So I loaded up a couple of his songs, and I want everybody – we're actually going to do a whole show about Atal with his family and everybody on the show. But Robert, I know you got something to say about Atal. Go ahead and make your peace with Voges.
Yeah, you know, me and Atal, we went way back, man. I used to cut his hair. I used to hang out with my little brother and everything, you know. So, you know, that right there, that's, man, that's kind of like, I don't know what to really say about that, man. I just hope he just rests in peace and, you know, and his family, everything is at peace with it, you know.
Yeah, he's a lot better now. And then when we actually do the service and we do our Vogue show, we're going to put you on there. I'll definitely let you know. So for the next 8 minutes, I'm gonna be playing songs just from Voges. Shout out to Blessing Bonafide, and y'all have a great day and enjoy your football today. So stay on the line right here, and we're gonna play this. All right, so check it out. Talk to you later. All right, Lou, holla.
All right, man.
He's been too busy gambling and hoe chasing.
What a hoe you see me chasing, woman?
That's why you're so tired and out of shape.
You wasn't hollering that last night.
Let's go. Break me up. Give me what you got. Let's go. Break me up. Give me what you got.
Shining like diamond cuts. You think you diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff.
Had an episode with a top-notch doobie. Got a real high when I bit her on the booty. Got a position so I can work the middle, so she can feel the pain from the purple rain when it drizzles. I'ma do the damn fizzle every single time. Raise the temptation from the very first line. Young like Britney, dumb like Whitney. Another bridge nitty with some jig old bitty. She bobbled and bobbled, gobbled and gobbled. Unloaded both the bells, then she swallowed and swallowed. Went iceberg slim on the young hood maggot. Pass it to my kids so we can check out the baggage. She never catch her in the magazine, but I got dough to let her go, cause she smells like a garbage T.O. Now I'm touching things global, just like a poster. Breaking these bitches and getting over.
Shining like diamond cuts. Diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. Blinded,
rock the match that I beat. I pop the cork and hit the bottle. Now look what I see. Trying to holler at Vegas with them long ass legs.
Which one?
The brown skin attendant with them long ass brains. I had to get an attention. This is check of dimensions. I passed to the side of Timmy. Stood at attention. What? Place to Philly in the low watching TV. Holding on my two-way because my homies are dizzy. And what you need, Valley? Hit my folks right back. The money talking about he flipped a brand new lap. And he was riding sideways in the east of the bay. Checking on his money with a snap in L.A. I snapped to the side and started popping my peas. I represented niggas like a true dub beat. She started hollering with back. Talking about you can see me and meet me at the telling if you want to read these. She had me thinking it was gold, but it smelled like death. But I was still up in her trying to hold my breath.
My thing, trying to be rich.
The fans is watching.
Trying to be rich. Money making is my thing. Trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make real money.
It's having money make million niggas to stack your chips. And keep it bonafide and quick flossing, bitch. Got this nigga from the bay run up in your shit. With the 44 back and holler, where's the grip? Get in and out like we ran a train on a bitch. Then post up on the side and count the gross and the lick. And fit some money, man, it's like a pinch of the script. Cause Charles Rob really ain't got nothing on them. $30 stock, you got a lot of your shit. Because the feds let it have you on a stand swearing in. And get your play upon the color dealing with free. On the street, nigga, never left a stitch from the sea.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The feds is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The feds is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
Chicks is like fucking these hoes. First you want them, then you get them, then you gotta let them go. I'm the type to let them know who the boss is. I call shots on the field and from the front office. A young hawk stand sacked up for show. Naps wrapped in the rag with the watch cap low. A soldier of a struggle, dug my way up out the rubble. Rather die than let them bitches come and disconnect my hustle. Cause death without designer just ain't part of the program. Ain't trying to be remembered as another dead dope man. So all my folks and my fam staying dead now. And trespassing on my land to get you laid down. I ain't gonna make you famous, I'll make you aimless. Your bitch niggas miss, now you're broke and you're gameless. The money making is my thing, boy, it's all in the game. That's what a nigga gotta do to maintain.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The fans is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The fans is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
I need my paper pilot, yeah, scratch all day. I keep it nice and neat, cause I stack it all the time. Cause I love to be for the dough, I love to be smelling green. I love to be pushing the gator, sitting on 23. So I gotta keep hustling, there's only two ways to buy. We broke or be rich, and there ain't nowhere around. I'm finna stuff in your Philly, which is green and sticky. Let me load in your dome and say you G-A-M-E. And flip the script, cause it's sacking and macking. I'm proud of my pippin, so watching bitches what's happening. Who that money making giant? Oh, that's me. That motherfucking nigga funny, clicked up big.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The fans is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
The fans is watching,
trying to be rich. Money making is my thing, trying to be rich.
I'm gonna find a way to make some real money.
There he is, young Bold right there. Rock the G-Rock. My folks, it's Radio. Money making, and of course your boy DJ Slicks putting in the cuts on that one, man. Just have a great day, Memphis Lou. Thanks for holding in there, man. This is my partner.
That's some good stuff there, baby.
There it is. All right, we out. Have a great day. Go Raiders.
Go Cowboys, baby.